Okay, my name's Ed Traylor, and I'm originally from the Girard, Illinois area. And I joined the state police in 1968 and retired in 1996. And I was police chief in Carlinville for a couple of years after that. And I worked for probation for a short time. And then I went back to work for the state police in October 2000, I guess. And then I retired finally in 2009. And as far as the book goes, I had no inkling to write a book. But after I retired, I watched a lot of news, and every time the news was on, it was always about the border, how porous the border was. And I just got to thinking about that, and why haven't the terrorists come across the border to attack us? And it just, one morning I woke up, and this story was in my head, about the core of the story, at least, was in my head. And I told my wife about it, and she said, that sounds good, you should write that down. So at that time, I started writing an outline, and just went from there.
So tell me a little bit more about the book, the storyline.
Well, the story is about a Pakistani whose grandfather, who is a bomb maker in the Northwest Territories, and his grandfather and his sister were killed in a drone strike, U.S. drone strike in the Northwest Territories. And this radicalizes him, and he develops a plan to attack the United States by crossing the border. And the Taliban in Northwest Territories finances his plan, and he becomes involved with or conspires with a drug cartel leader in Juarez, Mexico. He becomes friends with him through, and you have to read the story to really see how he got in contact with him. But he contacts this drug lord, and he gives him $3 million, or the Taliban does, and he agrees to transport six terrorists across the Mexican border. And Rashid's plan is to attack three different cities in the United States in the Midwest, and the bombs are supposed to go off all at the same time on September the 11th. And the drug cartel leader, he's also certainly ships drugs to Chicago, and one of his partners is transporting drugs to Chicago, and he's stopped by the state police, and they discover 400 kilos of cocaine in his truck. And he's been arrested before for this. So they get him in and interview him, and he tells them about the terrorists crossing the border. He turns his boss in. And that's basically how the story goes. And the FBI gets involved, the Anti-Terrorist Task Force gets involved, DEA, the state police, and Homeland Security. And it's they turn him loose, and they follow him back to New Mexico, and they give him pagers. And he supplies the pagers to the terrorists so that the FBI can track him and stuff. It's really an interesting, real book, really.
So what kind of research went into writing the book, and how long did it take to write it?
I started writing this book in, I believe it was the fall of 2010, and I sent it to the publisher in, November of 2014, and it was published in September of 2015. So it took a long time to write this. And as far as the research, there really wasn't that much research because I've been a policeman so long, I know how the system's played. And it just kind of comes to you, as you write it.
So I was going to ask, what kind of, have you ever had any experiences similar to what you write in the book, or are there any of your personal experiences that went into the book?
Well, with being a policeman that long, you hear all kinds of stories from people who do work the area. And some of that will certainly come into play during the writing of the book, yes.
So tell me what it's been like kind of being a part of the writing world. I saw that you were at you won a Public Safety Writers Association Award.
Yeah, I went out to, I sent that, when I sent it to the publisher, Oak Tree Press was the publisher, and you send it out to an intermediator to read the transcript first before it goes to the publisher, and this person approved it, so I went to the publisher, and the publisher recommended that I join this group and enter it into this contest. So I went out there in July, and I was as shocked as anyone, coming second place, the first time out of the box. And I talked to other authors, and they said, to get your book published from the first publisher who you send it to is just unheard of. So that's kind of where we're at. I've had a book signing at the Sly Fox in Verdon, one in Girard Library, and I'm having this one in Farmersville, and I got one scheduled for Bunker Hill, and I'm trying to get one scheduled for Nokomis. So it's doing pretty well. It's on Amazon and Nook and Kindle. So it's I haven't heard anything from the publisher to see how it's selling, but it's just a good read. You know, if you're into that type of police thriller.
So do you have any other books in the works that you're thinking about writing?
Yeah, I've started another one, but it'll be a year before it's out on the market. There's no doubt about that. And it's a police thriller type too, but it's still kind of developing in my head more than anything else right now.
All right. So then Farmersville Wagner book signing is this Saturday, 1:30 to 5.
I'll be there.
And then I assume you'll have books for sale along with you. Yeah.
Certainly, yes.
All right, well.
And like I said, we got another one on the 14th of April in Bunker Hill from 3 to 6, I think. And then I'm trying to locate, or I got permission to have one in Nokomis, but I just haven't set the date over there yet.
All right. Well, I think that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, not really. It's just, like I say, if you're into police thrillers, it's a good, and I wrote this to be as real as it could possibly be. And if people are interested in reading a good police thriller, this is a good book to take home with you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, Ed, and I'll have to find and read your book.
All right. Thank you very much, Sarah.